This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Chinese nationals in U.S. accused of smuggling millions worth of NVIDIA AI chips to Beijing. On August 5th, the Justice Department announced the arrest of two Chinese nationals in California, one reportedly in the U.S. illegally accused of smuggling tens of millions of dollars worth of high-end NVIDIA artificial intelligence chips to mainland China, evading U.S. export restrictions.
在美中国公民被控向北京走私数百万美元的英伟达人工智能芯片。2025年8月5日，美国司法部宣布，两名中国公民在加利福尼亚州被捕，其中一人据称非法滞留美国，他们被控将价值数千万美元的高端英伟达人工智能芯片走私到中国大陆，以规避美国的出口管制。
The two are accused of illegally shipping advanced chips, including the NVIDIA H100 GPU and NVIDIA 4090 GPU, to China between October 2022 and July 2025 through an Elmont-based company, ALX Solutions, and an affidavit filed in Los Angeles reads.
根据在洛杉矶提交的一份宣誓书，这两人被指控在2022年10月至2025年7月期间，通过位于埃尔蒙蒂市的一家公司 ALX Solutions， 将包括英伟达 H100 GPU 和英伟达4090 GPU 在内的先进芯片运往中国。
Shi Weiyang, 28, and Chang Gun, 28, are charged with violating the Export Control Reform Act and face a maximum sentence of 20 years in a federal prison.
28岁的杨世伟和28岁的耿川被控违反出口管制改革法，如罪名成立，依法可判处最高20年监禁。
The two handed themselves over to authorities on August 5th.Yang is an illegal alien who overstayed her visa, and Gung is a permanent resident.
两人于8月5日向当局自首。杨世伟是签证逾期滞留的非法移民，而耿川则是美国永久居民。
The complaint says the smuggled chips were the most powerful GPU chip on the market designed specifically for AI applications, such as to develop self-driving cars,medical diagnosis systems, and other AI-powered applications.
起诉书指出，被走私的芯片是市面上最强大的 GPU 芯片，专为人工智能应用设计，例如开发自动驾驶汽车、医学诊断系统以及其他人工智能驱动的应用。
This case demonstrates that smuggling is a non-starter.We primarily sell our products to well-known partners, including original equipment manufacturers, who help us ensure that all sales comply with the U.S. export control rules, an NVIDIA spokesperson told the New York Post.
英伟达发言人告诉《纽约邮报》，这个案件表明走私绝不可行。我们主要将产品销售给知名合作伙伴，包括原始设备制造商。他们帮助我们确保所有销售都符合美国的出口管制规定。
Even relatively small exporters and shipments are subject to thorough review and scrutiny, and any diverted products would have no service support or updates.
英伟达发言人还说，即便是相对规模较小的出口商和货运，也会受到严格审查与监管。任何被转运的产品都将无法获得服务、技术支持或更新。
Last May, the Trump administration imposed export restrictions on advanced hardware to China in an attempt to undermine Communist China's advancement in artificial intelligence AI.
去年五月，特朗普政府对出口到中国的先进硬件实施了限制。试图阻止共产主义中国在人工智能领域的发展。
Despite these efforts and others, China continues to figure out ways to procure the essential chips including an incident last month when it was discovered that Chinese entities managed to import NVIDIA chips worth upwards of $1 billion.
尽管美方采取了多种措施，中共国仍设法获取这些关键芯片。就在上个月，有报道称中国相关实体成功进口了价值超过10亿美元的英伟达芯片。
The powerful chips were still being sold by Chinese suppliers to data center operators even after the controls took hold, according to a Financial Times analyst of sales contracts, company filings, and interviews with sources with direct knowledge of the deals, the New York Post reported.
据纽约邮报援引金融时报对销售合同、公司文件以及知情人士的采访分析指出，即便在出口管制生效之后，这些高性能芯片仍通过中共国供应商出售给数据中心运营商。
The company the two Chinese nationals were operating, ALX Solutions, was established in 2018, shortly after the Commerce Department began requiring licenses for advanced microchips. ALX Solutions allegedly routed a minimum of 20 shipments from the U.S. by using freight forwarding companies in Singapore and Malaysia, according to the Department of Justice.
美国司法部表示，这两名中国公民所经营的公司 ALX Solutions 成立于2018年，是在美国商务部开始要求高级微芯片必须申请许可证后不久成立的。ALX Solutions 被指控至少通过新加坡和马来西亚的货运代理公司，从美国转运了20批以上的货物。
The complaint states that devices belonging to the two Chinese nationals contain conversations in which they discuss strategies to evade U.S. export restrictions.
起诉书还指出，两名中国公民所持有的设备中包含了他们讨论如何规避美国出口管制的对话记录。
Gong has been released on a $250,000 bond, and Yang remains incarcerated, awaiting a detention hearing. Both of their arraignments are stated for September 11th.
耿川已交25万美元保释金获释，而杨世伟仍被关押，等待拘留听证会。两人的正式提审定于9月11日进行。
Do you like music or do you like technology? Or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that?Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Sean Pollock, and the song is titled...Sometimes which is from the album titled Never Going to Lose, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.seanpluk.com。听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Channel Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几位加拿大音乐人新晋的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Sean Pluk 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Sometimes。
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Don't matter where you go.
Aplex is a song vocal by Neil Little, and it's called Downstream, which is from the album titled, also titled Neil Little, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.neil-little.com。 下面要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Neil Little 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Downstream。
Somewhere high up, the bottom of a bird's nest, a summer reunion in your name. Watching you talk, and all the people in perfume, people in perfume, people drinking scotch.Dumping hot off the bridge into the stream. That's me watching the liquid stream. Me moving downstream, downstream.So closely, rolling cigarettes, cigarettes, and inhaling them, red ember glowing, telling me about the element. Curious boy.
go higher.
Next is a song performed by the Sweet Lowdown. And the Sweet Lowdown is made of three musicians. They are Amanda Benide, Miriam Sunstances, Ted Russell. And for more information about the album, the album is titled No Clouds in the Morning, which was released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit the sweetlowdown.ca。下面要带给大家的是来自 The Sweet Lowdown 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 No Clouds in the Morning。最后一首歌曲是来自台湾的歌手萧煌奇演唱的歌曲《你是我的眼》。在这里呢，何须感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的长周末，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。 Here comes the last song for today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it'scalled 你是我的眼, which means You Are My Eyes, and it was vocaled by Xiao Huangqi. And Hershey, wish you a great weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
在人群中牵住你的手，如果我能看得见，就能驾车带你到处遨游，就能惊喜地从背后给你一个拥抱。如果我能看得见，生命也许完全不同，可能我想要的、我喜欢的、我爱的都不一样。眼前的黑不是黑，你说的白是什么白？人们说的天空蓝，是我记忆中那团白云背后的蓝天。想你的脸，却只能看见一片虚无。是不是上帝在我眼前遮住了脸，忘了先看？
让我看